You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 10 years since retired Australian Special Forces soldier Mark Wales last deployed to Afghanistan. He's proud of his service, but says the US-led alliance, of which Australia was a part, lost the war to the Taliban.
It surprised me that no one's kind of banging their fist on the table about this. We're kind of trying to creep away going, oh, we just lost that war, I hope no one notices. It was considered a really big deal, so if we're losing wars at a national level, that's got to be understood.
Australia joined the US-led war in Afghanistan in October 2001, with former Prime Minister John Howard telling Australians the aim of the mission was to remove the Taliban from government and disrupt Al-Qaeda.
The prime objective is still the pursuit of bin Laden.
But when the United States launched a second war in Iraq in 2003, resources in Afghanistan became stretched and the ousted Taliban regime began an insurgency. Mark Wales landed in Tarinkout in Oruzgan province in 2007.
You kind of land on a dirt airstrip and come out and there's guys driving past on quad bikes and people firing their rifles up on the range. It was really cool to see the military machine kind of in full swing. It was exciting.
But the reality of fighting a resurgent Taliban in mountainous terrain soon set in.
Just getting into those areas was really dangerous. And we saw the Russians had trouble with this to try and drive in. They're very limited routes, so they're easy to mine, they're easy to ambush. What surprised me was how well organised the fighters were. They come out and fight us close up, getting strafed by aircraft and everything. And that's when I saw that, I was like, actually, these guys are dead serious. They don't care. They're here to try and fight us or get rid of us. And they're willing to die for it.
By 2009, and with the Taliban gaining ground, then Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd announced a troop surge.
We will continue to stand by our American ally in confronting this threat.
But the longer the war went on, the more experienced Taliban insurgents became, and the fighting intensified.
They were feeding all these feel-good stories out about Afghanistan, saying, look at all these roads we've built, we've got healthcare, we've got schools. But from my perspective, and the special ops guys at least, it was nothing but fighting, and really severe fighting.
Australian Special Forces were sent on more frequent deployments, as a policy requiring soldiers to rest for 12 months between rotations was set aside.
We were constantly getting waivers to send people back in to the fight because there was so much work to be done. I think we changed a lot during that period, and even I did, and I saw this in myself. I was drinking heavily, I was not sleeping properly.
Mark says the behaviour among Australian soldiers inside the base at Tarinkout began to change.
There was already kind of a drinking culture in the military, full stop, so it wasn't a shift as such, but at one point it was a good, fun, social thing, and then later on it became a little bit darker, and I think I saw the mood darken a fair bit, and people were disturbed. We're doing terrible work. Like, I don't know, you're meant to take time to reflect and recover from that. Yeah, there was no time.
As the war continued, US-led forces faced accusations of mission creep, that the unclear objectives of nation-building were leading to an unwinnable war. It was during this period that the first allegations of war crimes committed by Australian Special Forces in Afghanistan began to surface. A report by Justice Paul Brereton found that some Australian Special Forces began to display a disregard for human life and an increasing willingness to use lethal force against civilians. Mark says he never witnessed any war crimes and he is not among the soldiers facing possible prosecution. But he says he, like many others, gave up on winning the hearts and minds of the Afghan people.
I lost all trust in the population and I was basically, all right, you are all against us until you prove otherwise. And I just assumed that pretty much anyone in the population could be out to kill us.
Australian forces withdrew from Oruzgan in 2013, bringing to an end Australia's longest continuous military operation. But today, much of Oruzgan province where Australian efforts were focused is now back under Taliban control. Counterinsurgency expert David Kilcullen served in Afghanistan as a civilian advisor with the US military.
The Taliban are significantly bigger than they were in 2001. They control significantly more territory across parts of the country that they never had influence before 9/11. They haven't renounced their relationship with Al-Qaeda. So there's really no metric by which you could say the war is won.
Mark is now calling for an inquiry that examines the operational decisions that led to defeat and disgrace.
It's hard to just pin it down and go, you know what, this person's responsible, but someone is. You don't go to war by accident. We need to kind of really dissect what happened, understand it, and say, next time if we're going to support the alliance or we're going to have a commitment like this, what's a smarter way of doing it?
Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie says she would support an inquiry if it had the power to call on senior politicians and defence officials.
What was the point? What was the objective? What was the mission that was supposed to be accomplished? Nobody knows. Are they going to hold leaders and former commanders responsible? And are they going to put politicians in the mix? That means your former prime ministers to come in and answer questions.
A spokesperson from the Australian Department of Defence says the government is still developing its implementation plan to act on the recommendations of the War Crimes Inquiry. They say the response will be comprehensive, covering the more than 140 recommendations made by Justice Brereton. Mark Wales says he wants the Australian public to hear the story of the war told in full, including by those that fought it.
There was very little understanding in the public about what was happening over there, and it wasn't the public's fault. I think everyone's kind of focused on this war crimes piece now, and we're trying to reverse engineer, like, how do we get to that point? Like, that's an important question to answer, is how did we stay there so long and get to this point where all of a sudden we cared a lot less about the people we were trying to protect.
Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.